This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into another edition of the Bartholomew Town Podcast. It's Bill Bartholomew here with you. Hope everybody's having a great summer. And we are winding down for this portion of season four. I'm going to be taking a couple of weeks off, maybe more than that, looking at the calendar. Yeah, it's probably closer to a month. We'll be back right after Labor Day. And this is something I've done in years past. Looking forward to a break, but also looking forward to coming back. We're going to have new graphics, new production. Always coming back from breaks with kind of like amping things up a little bit. And that's exactly what we'll do in a few weeks when we talk again. But for now, for today, we welcome in Christopher Donovan of Leadership Rhode Island, who's going to discuss an initiative that Leadership Rhode Island has undertaken, something they've been doing for a while, a statewide scavenger hunt. But today we talk about the 2021 edition, which engages with some augmented reality. So I don't know, kind of fun. Trying to do some cool stuff here in the last couple of weeks of this season and step away from politics, step away from the intensity of the breaking news and all of that, because we're going to obviously be spending quite a bit of time in that area over the coming year with the election coming up and everything that's going on. Obviously, lots of concerns about COVID-19 right now, rightfully so, back to school. Always an eye on social justice, environmental justice, and your local elected officials here in B-Town. So all that and much more on tap as we move into the month of September. But today, an interesting conversation with Leadership Rhode Island's Christopher Donovan. By the way, you can support the Bartholomew Town Podcast by becoming a B-Town Insider. Simply head to patreon.com/Bartholomew Town. For as little as $3 per month, you can help to sustain this program. You can also send a one-time donation to paypal.me/Bill Bartholomew or Venmo at Bill Bartholomew. Again, your donations are much appreciated. It's listeners like you. Where have you heard that one before? Remember that? They send you a coffee mug if you give them $100 or something like that. You know, you guys help build this thing up from the grassroots level, and that's exactly what this is. Grassroots, independent news, journalism, opinion, analysis, entertainment, fun, B-Town. It is what it is. And by the way, it was so great to see so many of you at the Newport Festivals over the past few weeks. And those of you that came up to me and said hello, introduced yourself, it meant a lot. It was a really powerful experience meeting a lot of you for the first time, especially because we've been, you know, growing the audience significantly throughout COVID as a news source for many of you. And it was the first time we could connect in person. So great to see B-Town growing. Leadership Rhode Island, they're doing something cool for the state. It's exactly what we talk about today. Here it is, Christopher Donovan, talking about the scavenger hunt coming up in a few weeks. Today we're talking about a new initiative from Leadership Rhode Island with Christopher Donovan that it sounds fun. It's, I mean, it seems like perfect for the post-COVID world, but also perfect for a Rhode Island summer. And that is essentially a virtual scavenger hunt, if you will. Like, I don't know. Why don't you describe it? Not quite.
I'm glad we're talking. So, yeah. To your point, thinking of, you know, COVID worlds, post-COVID worlds, pre-COVID worlds, all of that, back in December of 2020, we were looking at what do you do? Because we don't know what the future was going to hold. We didn't know how everything was going to turn out. So what do you do in a post-COVID or mid-COVID world or post-COVID world that you can work either way? And so we had this idea of something that Leadership Rhode Island has been doing for over a decade, which is a statewide scavenger hunt. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, so what if we take this model, which is something that we've kind of done internally, and we amplify it in a way that connects people all over the state. And so it's not a virtual scavenger hunt, but rather it is a real scavenger hunt that is going to take people all across the state, top to tail.
And is there an app, or how do people connect with this in terms of figuring out the puzzle, so to speak?
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm a huge nerd. So my nerd brain was like, how do we like really inject some interesting fun into this? Yeah. And so there's this augmented reality app that exists. Yeah. So we're working with this company that already has this app that pre-exists that helps you build puzzles and hunts and things like that. And there's this augmented reality component to it. And what that basically means is it's a new way to interact both with a map that we're giving you. And this map was designed by a local illustrator. So you'll see a lot of your classic Rhode Island icons on there. Nice. So you're either interacting with that map, which kind of directs you where you want to go, or you're interacting with real life locations. So you're going to places maybe that you've been before, but we're encouraging you to look for a specific piece of that location that when scanned with the augmented reality app gives you that next step of what you're doing on this hunt.
Gotcha. So I'm wrong in the virtual component, but we're going even further than that into this sort of like, basically, do you look through the phone and then the phone like creates characters, or, I mean, you don't have to give away all the trade secrets here, but like what's the augmented reality component of this?
Yeah, the augmented reality component is really telling you that you're on the right track and pointing you in the next direction. So yeah. It's a mix, you know, some of these clues are very simple ones where, you know, the app you're using just directs you to the location and you're looking for a specific thing. Others, you're scanning the map with that augmented reality app and that gives you, you know, we're encouraging, part of this is encouraging pride in place. Like you want to appreciate the state that you live in. And so with that, we're encouraging people to take their team photos everywhere they go. And so in the incentivization of like getting some of the prizes that we have lined up, there are specific elements we're looking for in the photos. And so using the augmented reality app on the map or even sometimes in the location you're in is going to direct you toward what you want to get in your team photo there.
That's something, pride in place is something that, you know, there's a little bit of a Rhode Island chip on our shoulder type of thing at when comparing to other states. Also, there's sometimes negativity about, oh man, the state, the way it's run or the roads or this, that, the other. But something even more important that I've been trying to focus on, a lot of people have, is, you know, you hear about like violence in Providence or what's going on with the Providence schools. And then someone who is in Westerly or Charlestown might say, well, who cares? That's not my world. When in fact, we're a city state. And so connecting the dots for everyone statewide is pretty important and almost essential if we're going to move forward.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. So, I mean, I am not a Providence native. I moved here about 8 years ago, and I've really come to make it my home. But what's been interesting for me is I've always felt like I'm a Rhode Islander. But I've only been the past 2-3 years starting to realize I'm a Providence person who needs to become a Rhode Islander, who needs to experience more than just my little bubble that's here. Yeah. And so in organizing all of this, traveling from Watch Hill to Burrillville to Little Compton and everywhere in between, it's like you think you have some sense of what Rhode Island looks like when you're in your own little pocket of it. But it's only through getting out there and seeing, you know, not only some of the historical and cultural places that exist, but just the landscapes, the people, yeah, the environments. It's only through getting out there that I've really started to feel like I'm getting a true sense of everything that makes up Rhode Island. And to your point, you know, I think it's only when you are invested and engaged with the communities that you're in that you can work toward any kind of change, because, you know, otherwise you're in your bubbles, your vacuums, and you're saying, well, that's you over there and I'm over here. And that's, that's not a cohesive way to move forward. The cohesive way to move forward is we're neighbors, we're friends, we're colleagues, you know, and how do we all, you know, find ways to work together?
Definitely. And, together. Right. And that's one of the things that when people that I know, and you may have found this as well, people that I know that come from other places to Rhode Island, I grew up here, spent 21 years here, and then I was gone for a decade, came back, and some people came with me and they were like, wow, it's shocking how like part of it's like sports rivalries or whatever it is, but like there's a high school sports rivalries, but it's shocking how like, oh, like North Kingstown versus South Kingstown is like a thing, or like, oh yeah, like we're the better part of the state here in South County. We never go north of the tower, you know, or whatever it is. And like it's sort of like ha 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 at a certain level, but then there's something deeper to it that's like, oh, that's kind of weird, because the whole state is like an hour to drive from north to south and vice versa. You would think that there'd be more interest in connecting those dots, because at the end of the day, like I said, it's basically a city state.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think that's, I know that's part of the goal with this is getting people to go outside your bubble a little bit and discover something that maybe you didn't discover before. And, you know, I think there, to your point, there is something, you know, there's a little bit of charm in your hometown pride and your local pride and all of that. But at the same time, you know, when you think about Rhode Island, so in talking to people about this, it's like when some people think about Rhode Island, they think about Providence. When some people think about Rhode Island, they think about Newport. When some people think about Rhode Island, they think about Boston. Like there are people out there who don't realize that like Rhode Island is its own state and it has its own personality. And it's, and I mean, really so many personalities all rolled into one. So, you know, I think that it is great for like all of our local cities and towns to have their own points of pride. And at the same time, you know, we're the little state out there. So we got to work together to show the rest of the country that, you know, we may be small, but we pack a punch in terms of what we bring.
Absolutely. This is really cool stuff. I want to take a quick break, come back and talk about how people can get involved. This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast, Rhode Island's podcast of record. Support for B-Town comes from Cleverhood, makers of high-performance rain capes. Learn more by visiting cleverhood.com. Check out my new music podcast, Song Obsessed, wherever you're listening right now, or head to billpodcast.com. It's my conversations with songwriters from all over the country, all over the world. It's a brand new series. I've got like 8 episodes posted right now, a brand new initiative, a national podcast, Song Obsessed, at billpodcast.com, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen. So how do people get involved in this?
Yeah. So, I mean, you sign up your team and teams can be anywhere between, I mean, you could do it by yourself. It might be a lot, but up to 5 people with the idea that we're like, how many people can you fit in a standard size car? So, you know, you can get together some of your friends, you can get together your family members and sign up at the, we've got a couple websites, but it is, you can find us on Facebook or Instagram at RISWSH for Statewide Scavenger Hunt, or RISWSH2021.eventbrite.com, or leadershiprhodeisland.org are all the places to sign up. And yeah, you sign up your team. And once you get your team together, we send you all the information to download the app. We're going to have pickup locations across the state. We've got swag bags from our partners. So you get a nice branded Rhode Island Statewide Scavenger Hunt swag bag full of good goodies from our partners. And you'll have that custom map, which honestly is like one of my favorite parts of this whole thing is we've worked with this local illustrator, Mel Rainsberger, and she, you know, we gave her the list of 135 locations that we're using for this particular version of the scavenger hunt. And she hand illustrated, I want to say 65 to 70 of those locations on the map. And we designed it in a way so that this isn't just something that you're using for the hunt, but this is something that, you know, you can hang up on your wall when you're done. It's really something to be proud of.
Super cool. Last question. You know, you're looking forward on this, do you imagine that this augmented reality component is something that you're just going to continue to grow, and that is it more of an experiment this year, see how it goes, and then, you know, what's your gut on it?
Yes and, Bill. Yes and. Why not both? This first year is certainly an experiment. You know, it was an ambitious idea that is really turning out really cool. And I think there's going to be room to grow. You know, I mentioned we have 135 locations this year, and I'm sorry.
Oh, all good. Authentic.
So we have 135 locations this year, but this is from a list of over 300 locations that we've cultivated over more than 10 years of doing this, not to mention, you know, new places are popping up all the time that are places of interest. So in terms of locations, it's going to keep growing. And I think that as, you know, we get more comfortable using this new technology, there'll be new opportunities to discover as well. And I'm really looking forward to, as we grow this, working with more and more partners so that we can get people in the mix contributing, you know, perhaps some like video elements where, you know, you go to the location and you're talking, you're like talking to somebody in that spot. So, you know, we're not quite at that level this year. This year, I think people are going to be really pleased and impressed with how the augmented reality stuff works. And I think that there are some really cool opportunities for it to continue to grow.
Christopher Donovan on Leadership Rhode Island's Augmented Reality Scavenger Hunt. Sounds like a great event. Get involved in it and a great way to connect the dots here in Rhode Island, something we're always trying to do on B-Town. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Bill. Good talking to you.
Likewise.
Rhode Island's podcast of record, B-Town.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.